Welcome back, everyone. Ready for another deep dive?
Absolutely. Always ready to dive in.
Today, we're looking at something I think a lot of us are after, a peaceful mind. And we're going to explore how yoga can maybe help with that. And we're going to be using this excerpt called The Connection Between Yoga and a Peaceful Mind. Have you had a chance to look at that?
Yeah, it's really fascinating. You know, it's funny. So many people think yoga is just about touching your toes or
Like,
whatever.
how bendy can you get?
Exactly. But this excerpt really digs into how it impacts your mental state.
Yeah, it's not just about the poses at all.
Right. And that's what I found so interesting is that it really emphasizes yoga as like a practice of self-awareness and regulation. So it's about understanding your inner world.
So, like, your thoughts,
Exactly, your thought
your
deck.
emotions, and kind of learning to navigate them with more skill.
Like you're building skills,
Yeah, like you're
right?
developing.
A skill set
So it's
almost.
not just physical, it's like you get a toolkit for your mind.
Exactly. Yeah. And a big part of that toolkit is breath work and mindfulness.
That's interesting.
Right. I mean, think about it. When you're focusing on your breath, you're really anchoring yourself in the present moment. You're quieting all that mental chatter, you
Well,
know,
all that noise.
all that noise that leads to stress and anxiety.
It's like hitting the pause button on that runaway train of thoughts.
Yes.
Like, for me, when I get overwhelmed, if I just take a couple deep breaths, it really helps me just like,
Create some space.
yeah, create space
Yeah.
between me and all the crazy stuff happening.
That's a great point. And you know what's so cool is the excerpt actually talks about the science behind this.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It talks about how regular yoga practice, especially these mindful breathing techniques, can increase activity in your prefrontal cortex.
Prefrontal cortex, that's the
That's the part of the brain that's associated with emotional regulation and decision making.
Right, so it's not just like a feeling, it's like actual rewiring.
Precisely, yeah. Like you're actually changing your brain. And you know, another thing the excerpt highlights that I thought was really interesting is the importance of the ethical principles that are kind of woven into yoga philosophy.
So there's like a whole philosophy behind this too.
Yeah, like non-harming, truthfulness, things like
Just like
that.
living in a certain way.
Right. These principles kind of encourage us to act with intention and integrity, which ultimately contributes to a more peaceful state of mind.
Right, makes
So,
sense.
yeah.
So it's like all these different elements are working together to create this sort of inner harmony.
Yeah.
I do have a question though.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, yoga can be, physically challenging,
Yeah.
even stressful sometimes. How does that fit in with this idea of, like,
Of peace.
a peaceful mind?
Yeah, that's a really great question. And actually, the source kind of acknowledges this. It says, you know, the physical practice can be challenging, but it really emphasizes finding a balance.
So, like, not pushing yourself too hard.
Exactly. Respecting your body's limits, not pushing yourself to the point of strain. And remember, the mental and emotional benefits, they often extend beyond the mat, right? Into our daily lives.
So even if it's intense, it gives you tools.
Yeah, the tools you gain can help you navigate those challenging moments with more awareness and composure.
So it's about the bigger picture, not just what happens when you're on the mat.
Exactly, the ripple effect on your overall well-being.
This has been really fascinating.
It is. It's a rich topic.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
We've learned that, yoga is way more than just poses. It's really a holistic practice
Yeah.
that cultivates inner peace through breath work, mindfulness, and even, ethical principles.
It's really a path to understanding the connection between your mind and body and using tools like breath work and mindfulness to create that sense of inner harmony.
And on that note,
Yeah.
I want to leave everyone with a thought.
Okay.
What if just incorporating a few minutes of, mindful breathing or some simple yoga postures
Yeah.
into your day could make a difference in your overall well-being?
It's something to ponder for sure.
Something to think about. Until next time.
See
Sounds good.
you later. Bye.